Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. Welcome to the program. I'm so glad that you tuned in. I want to talk to you today about the fundamental act of a disciple. It's something that Jesus did, something that the saints have done. And in order to be a winner in life, and this series is all about born to win, in order to be victorious, in order to be a conqueror, you must do this. Of course, what I'm talking about is surrender, abandoning yourself to God, relinquishing your will to God, yielding yourself to God. And as you do this, God will infuse you with grace, His abundant grace, and you will become a winner. Let me share with you the gospel. This comes from Luke chapter 5. And as Jesus went out, He saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office. And He said to him, "Follow me." And Levi left everything, rose, and followed Jesus. I love that. He left everything. A little earlier in the Gospel of Luke, this is Luke chapter 5, Peter and Andrew, James and John, they're fishermen. Jesus called them, and they left everything. Their nets, their boats, their livelihood, their parents, they left everything. That is radical surrender. And I'm going to invite you at whatever level of surrender you're at, and many of you have given your life to Christ, some of you haven't, and I'm glad that you tuned into the program, because this is the way I have discovered in my own life, surrender, yielding to God. This is a way of becoming a winner in life, not just successful in business or having money, but living a significant life for all eternity, living a life that is pleasing to God. So I'm hoping that as you watch this program, you will give yourself to God more and more and more. This was the secret behind the success or the significance of Mother Teresa, for example. Mother Teresa has been beatified and canonized in the Catholic Church. She has been declared a saint. I was at her beatification years ago, and Mother Teresa wrote a book called Total Surrender. And in this book, she talked about her surrender to God. She prays before the Blessed Sacrament, her and her Missionaries of Charity sisters, and then her vow of poverty. She's left everything behind in terms of money. And then she also talks about how she reaches out to the poorest of the poor in India. Most people think surrender is when you lose. For example, one army will come against another army, and the stronger army will be winning, and the weaker army will wave the white flag, and that's surrender. So you think about surrender as losing. But actually, when you surrender to God, you're a winner. You're more than a conqueror. You allow God to actually infuse you with His abundant grace, and you live a significant life, a life that is very successful. So Mother Teresa, now Saint Teresa, left everything behind. And what do you need to leave behind in order to surrender, to make that total surrender, that radical surrender to Jesus? She left behind money, so did Matthew. The apostles left behind their nets, their parents, their livelihood. But what about leaving behind doubts? Leaving behind negativity in a bad attitude? Leaving behind fear and selfishness? Leaving behind your reluctance to get involved in the church? And then what about leaving behind your addictions? These are some of the things we need to leave behind so that we can follow Jesus more fully. The 12-step program, most of you know about it, Alcoholics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Sex Anonymous, all these Gamblers Anonymous programs. The third step, in order to overcome your addiction, come into recovery, the third step is so crucial. The third step is you make a surrender to God. You turn your will over to the care of God as you understand it. So surrender has to do with the will, and you make a turn from yourself to God. That's what surrender means. You relinquish your will. You abandon your will. I'll tell you about St. Ignatius of Loyola later and how he says, "Take, Lord, receive my will." And we pray in the Our Father, "Your will be done." So think about the decisions you make, the will that you have. And they relinquish, those who are in the 12-step program, they turn their will over to the care of God. You must understand that God cares for you. He created you. He gave you life. He's taken care of you all your life. I love what it says in 1 Peter. It says, "Cast your cares on God, your anxieties, your worries, your cares, because God cares for you." And so in order to come into recovery and to overcome an addiction, you must make a radical surrender. One of the meanings of life, the purpose of life, is not to be in control. I've learned that the purpose of life is to surrender your control to the one who cares for you, of course, that being God. So I'm praying that as you watch this program, you will turn your will and the care of your life over to the one who cares for you. Of course, that's God. So I think about Paul the Apostle. He wrote this beautiful letter to the Philippians, and he talked about Jesus' radical surrender. I'm not just talking about Mother Teresa or St. Ignatius of Loyola or coming into recovery. The Son of God, though he was in the form of God, Paul writes, he didn't deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, the word in the Greek is kenosis. Kenosis means to empty yourself. Instead of trying to be in control and in charge of the universe, Jesus emptied himself and took on human form. Even though he was in the form of God, he became flesh. And then it says that he humbled himself, and that's what surrender is. It's a deep interior humbleness, a surrender. He humbled himself even to death, death on a cross. That's why God exalted him and made him Lord of the universe. Remember what I said about surrender? You're born to win, not to lose. You're born to be victorious, not to be defeated. You're born to be more than a conqueror, not to have somebody conquer you. And the way to do this, I've found this to be the secret of my spirituality, the secret of following Jesus Christ, it's surrender. If you haven't made a surrender to Jesus yet in your life, I'm going to invite you to do that right now. Just simply pray to him and say, "Lord, I want to give you my life. I want to be a winner. I know I was born to win. I haven't been winning in my life right now, and I really want to win." And oh, surrender. Jesus lived and died surrendering himself to Christ, to God. And remember on the cross, he died. As he died, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." That was the greatest surrender. I think all of you have seen Billy Graham on television, his great crusades. We just lost him a few years ago. He passed to the Lord. Great man of God, tremendously surrendered. His ministry was unlike any other ministry I've ever seen. He had these wonderful crusades, and at the end of his message, he would always offer a moment for people to give their lives to Christ. It was the altar call, and he would say, "I'm going to ask you to get up out of your chair, to give your life to Christ, to come forward. I'll pray a prayer with you." And that was a moment of great surrender. Multitudes would come forward. The song, "Just as I Am," would be sung. And that song goes, "Just as I am, without a plea, I give my heart to you. Just as I am, I come." And that's the only way that we can surrender ourselves, just as we are. And then God takes that surrender and makes something beautiful of it, makes you a winner. Remember, you're born to win. So many people have experienced conversion and new life, been born again, because of their surrender to Jesus Christ at those crusades. If you're Catholic, we surrender our lives in the confessional. We come to confession, we repent, we give ourselves to God, we go to communion. That's another way that we surrender as Catholics. I've had altar calls in Catholic churches. We can surrender ourselves that way. 12-step program, if you're a member of Alcoholics Anonymous or any other 12-step program, you can surrender yourself to God in a fifth step. The fifth step is when you confess your character defects, your flaws, the things that you've done wrong, the people that you've hurt. And that's a moment of conversion. That's a moment of surrender. So however you want to do it, whether going back to church or going to confession, I think about my own life. When I was a teenager, 18 years old, I had been dating a girl for about a year in college. And at the end of that year, we broke up. I was empty. I was hurting. I was lonely. And then I knew that there was more and I didn't have it. And I started to make a surrender to God. I knew that God was there. I just didn't know who God was. And the way that I surrendered was by starting to pray. Instead of just being in charge of my own life and doing my own thing, I started to pray. Prayer, when you pray, however you pray, it's a moment of surrender. You're relinquishing your will to God. You're being very humble when you pray. That's the opposite of pride. Prideful people don't pray. Or if they do pray, it's all about themselves. Really, a moment of surrender it's a humble moment of prayer. And then I started to read the scriptures as a young man. I just came to the Bible. So that's what surrender is. Instead of watching TV and sports on TV or whatever else on TV, I was seeking God. That's surrender. Reading spiritual books is surrender. Praying is surrender. And one other reality that I was doing was I started turning away from the sin in my life. That's called repentance. Repentance is surrender. And as I started to do all those three things, it didn't happen right away. It took some time. But in time, I had a God encounter that revolutionized my life. Call it conversion, call it being born again, call it conversion, as I said, this moment of blessing from God. That's why this series is called Born to Win. You are born to win, not lose. You're born to know God. You're born to go to heaven. You're born to have a relationship with God. And it comes through surrender. If you have not given your life to Christ, I'm going to invite you to start praying. Start reading the scriptures. You're already watching a religious program, so I think that's wonderful. And repent. Turn away from your sin. There have been other moments of surrender for me. You see what I'm wearing here. This is my religious habit. I am a passionist religious. I have professed the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. What is it that everybody is searching for in life? Power, control, money, pleasure, you know, all those things, being in control. And I have relinquished that to God. I'm obedient. I don't own anything. I've given up relationships with women. My first vow is to remember the passion. Remember, the passion of Jesus Christ was his awesome surrender on the cross for every one of us. And I've been a passionist now for 35 years. And I continue to grow in my surrender. The vows, I haven't perfectly followed them, but there are guidelines for me to give myself to God more and more and more. And I've also been a priest now for 28 years. And I remember a radical moment of surrender was my ordination. And at the ordination of priesthood, this happened in Chicago, Illinois. The ordination of priesthood, there's a moment where we lie prostrate on the ground, face down, while everybody's praying for us and the litany of the saints are being prayed. And at that moment, I remember as I was laying prostrate on the ground, my parents were there and all my friends and relatives, and it was a full church of people, and the bishop was there, and my community was there, and everybody's praying. As I lay there alone with my thoughts, as all this was going on, I remember I could smell the dust because I was laying on the floor, and it was a moment of deep surrender, a moment of total giving myself to God. And as I was laying there, I remember thinking, my God and my all, that's what St. Francis used to call God, my God and my all, I promise you, I'm not going to just be ordained and try to get by with things and live a lazy life. I told God, I promised God, I will live with passion. I will be energetic, enthusiastic, zealous for your will. I will reach out to people the best I can. I will do everything and anything that I can do to reach out to people and to do your will. So it was a profound moment of surrender for me, professing my vows, becoming a Catholic priest. And I'd like to say that I am performing my vow to the Lord, that moment of surrender. I've tried to write books, produce for television. I travel around the country preaching. I don't just stay in an ivory tower somewhere. I don't just stay in a monastery doing nothing. I've tried to live a significant, successful life. You see what happens? When you surrender and when I surrender, God takes that surrender and He breathes into it. And then together, as you cooperate with the grace of God, He makes your life significant. He makes it beautiful. I want you to think about, most of you have professed your vows, not as a religious, some of you have, and some of you are priests. Most of you are married. And during that vow ceremony, you vowed yourself to one another. That's a sacrament in the Catholic Church. You actually bring Christ to each other through your vows. That was a major moment in your life of surrender to each other and to God. But whether you're ordained or married or religious, whatever you've done with your life, there was that one-time surrender, but surrender is more than a one-time act. Surrender is a lifestyle, and I want you to get that. If you're married, you know that you have to forgive day in and day out. You know that you have to be generous day in and day out. When you raise children, you have to give day in and day out. So what I'm saying is, surrender is not just a one-time thing. It wasn't just your wedding ceremony. It wasn't just that time when you profess your vows to your partner. And for me, when I was ordained a Catholic priest, it wasn't just when I was laying prostrate on the floor. It was then after that, day in and day out, surrender. You've got to leave some things behind. And I'm not just talking about money and fishing nets and tax collector's booth. I'm talking about your attitude, the negativity. I'm talking about your character, flaws, your sins. I'm talking about the addictions. I'm talking about doubts. And you can be a winner. You can be strong. God will take who you are and He'll bring you higher and higher and higher. He'll make you more than a conqueror. So that's why this series is called Born to Win. You weren't born to lose, you were born to win. And the way to be more than a conqueror in life, I have discovered this as the secret of Christian spirituality. It's an over and over daily, sometimes a minute by minute surrender to God. Remember what Jesus taught? He said, if you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross daily, Luke adds, and follow me. I surrender when I get up in the morning. As soon as my feet hit the floor, I make a surrender to God. And then when I go to bed at night, as I said, into your hands I commit my spirit. That's a prayer that every good Jew prays as they go to bed, and every good Christian should pray that too. I surrender when I think positively instead of being negative. And that is a surrender. You have to constantly do that in your mind and have a good attitude. I'm trying to leave the negativity behind. And I surrender when I pray. Remember, it's an act of humility, kenosis. You empty yourself. Instead of trying to be in control, you give God the control. Because remember, cast your care on God because God cares for you. So lose control. It's freeing. It's humbling. It's beautiful. I give myself to God when I prepare talks and write scripts and write books. I could be doing other things. I like to play golf. But instead of doing that, I've surrendered. Remember, I want to live passionately. It's the name of this program. Don't just live, live with passion. And he infuses this energy, this power, this abundant grace. You don't have to be lukewarm or lackadaisical or lazy, all those L words. Rather, you can be infused with energy and passion and power as you surrender. That's what it means to be a winner in life. But when you surrender, remember Jesus in the desert when he was tempted, he surrendered to God, not to the evil one. And then I yield to God when I work out and I take care of myself, when I try to keep my weight down. Self-care is the opposite of self-sabotage. Many people are not surrendered to God and they just sabotage their own lives. They don't eat well. They don't take care of themselves. They don't live a healthy lifestyle. Well, God's will is for you to be healthy. God's will is for you to take care of yourself. Self-care is very important, and that's a way that you can surrender too. When I'm working out, I don't always feel like it when I'm working out, of course. It's hard to do that, but I know that I'm doing God's will and I surrender by working out. So what I'm trying to impress upon you is it's not just a one-time act. It's not just a major moment. It's a day in and day out yielding, abandoning, relinquishing your will, turning your will over to the one who cares for you. And I have to tell you, God is so worthy. He's the creator of the universe, trillions of galaxies, not just stars, galaxies. There are 7.75 billion people on the face of the earth right now. God could have left you and I out. He could have created this whole universe with all the trillions of stars, with all the billions of people, could have left you out, but he didn't. The only universe that we know of that God created, this one, wouldn't have been complete without you. What I'm trying to say is that God is worthy of our total an absolute surrender. I'm not asking you just to surrender because it's a good thing and Mother Teresa did it and even Jesus did it. Surrender because it's a religious, pietistic thing. I'm asking you to surrender to God. To God who has the power. To God who has that abundant grace to bestow upon us. Every heartbeat, every breath, every moment is a gift from God to you and me. So how can we not surrender? And then all you got to do is look at a cross. You see what Jesus did for you and I. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. That's the song in heaven. Worthy is the one who died for us on the cross. Worthy of what? Worthy of our total surrender. The angels are casting down their crowns before God. And so should we live that way because God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, worthy of our complete surrender. So, Ignatius of Loyola, great saint, wasn't always that way, fighting for the King of Spain. French cannonball comes, almost blows his leg off. He's recuperating in the hospital, wanted to be a military leader. He made a surrender to God, and this is what he prayed. He said, "Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will. You have given all to me, and I return it. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me." Oh, that is so good. My memory, my understanding, my entire will. Remember what I said, you turn your will over to the care of God. I want to send you a prayer card, free of charge. Just contact me at that address. Call me at that number. Go on my website. Email me. We'll send that prayer card to you free of charge, and it has a surrender prayer on it. And I want you to surrender not just one time, not just at this program, but over and over and over again, not just with a prayer, as good as that is, like St. Ignatius did. St. Ignatius became a great saint, founder of the Jesuits, as he surrendered. His life became significant and he became a winner in life, but not just with a prayer, but as I said, with your attitude, you surrender your doubts, you surrender your addictions, you surrender everything and anything. Is there one thing in your life that you need to surrender to God right now? Please do it. And most of all, give your life to God in surrender. It is the secret of the saints. It is the genius behind Jesus himself as he surrendered to God in that kenosis. And I pray that because of this program and what you've just heard, your relationship with God will get so deep, so profound, so intimate, you will know that you are born to win. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call.